You know, a shift is taking place again. It was actually before the holidays, Dallas-based AT&T told all their employees, we want you back in the office 5 days a week. Then JP Morgan Chase said the same thing, 5 days a week. And then the Dallas-based real estate firm CBRE just announced they were buying out a co-working firm called Industrious. And the whole idea is going back to the shared workspace. This is, like I say, a shift back from COVID. Laura Altman is the co-founder of Flex Etc., which is going in and taking old warehouses and big spaces and cutting them into offices. And that's a new trend. He joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Good morning, David. It's good to be with you.
And
thank you for having me.
It's good to be with you. So tell me about this. So these are, I know in the case of Plano, this is an old call center that you've cut up. And you're turning it into some offices and some shared workspace. Are you responding to demand or are you creating it?
Well, I think we're doing a bit of both, David. I think we, you know, first of all, it's well time for people to go back to the office and work together and collaborate. So I think this is a very good trend and I think it's going to continue. I think we're doing a bit of both because we, you know, as you said, we're repurposing older, underutilized industrial properties for most of the time, even though Plano is actually a little bit outside of what we typically do, being an older call center, which obviously have become totally obsolete as a result of, you know, AI and relocations of call centers to other countries. But, you know, we're bringing in essentially, you know, the flexible element of the industry that you're talking about and the flexibility that companies and people are asking for, small size, mid-size, and, you know, companies looking to grow. And
so these are short-term leases that these companies are entering
into. It's interesting. The flexibility element is both ways. It's the flexible size spaces. So you can choose your size space much easier than you could in a traditional warehouse environment. And you also have flexibility in terms of the time that you have to commit. You don't have to commit to a long term. But does that mean necessarily that people will only stay short term? We don't think that that's the case. We actually believe that people will end up staying long term because they will find inside that warehouse and, you know, within the use of the warehouse and in the community that we're creating, an element that give them the desire to stay there a long time. But we give them the benefit of flexibility.
This really reminds me of conversations 4 or 5 years ago when they were starting, or more than that maybe, when all the WeWorks and all the big shared workspaces were starting out. Then, of course, COVID put an end to all of those, and they all went bust. But is this a shift back, or is it different this time around?
Well, I don't mean to argue with you, but I don't think that the co-working really went bust because of COVID. I think that, you know, the co-working and the flexible work office space has been around for actually quite a long time. Rejust has been around for well over 20 years. They've expanded worldwide over those 20 years. WeWork brought in an element of, you know, showing that you could create a community, not just an individual office on flexible terms. So they really build around the theme of community, people wanting to work together, small businesses, entrepreneurs working together. COVID obviously, you know, brought a halt to people going to the office. And then the model suffered for several reasons, and maybe we don't have to get into that. But the co-working model suffered from basically a lack of preparedness maybe on the part of those companies that started in the business and understanding really the real estate element. You know, we're applying a very similar type of recipe for co-warehousing. I think we've learned from what the co-working world was doing. We're seeing that people working in warehouses, companies in need of storing goods and physical assets, are going to appreciate this element of community, are going to appreciate the, you know, the transparency in pricing, and are going to, you know, appreciate working together and learning from each other. And that's what the co-working really model has brought over the past few years.
Yeah, you're coming into high growth areas. I mean, Plato, North Texas, obviously, but I see Nashville, Denver, hotspots, Salt Lake City. Do you have any trouble finding the abandoned call centers or spaces that you can convert?
Well, I don't know that we're having trouble. I think that there's quite a bit of underutilized industrial assets in all of the markets that you've described and several other markets that we are targeting. And those assets are underutilized because they've been rendered a little bit obsolete over the years as a result for requirements for 3PL and e-commerce companies type of activities. But they're very well located, they're centrally located, they're very close proximity to large neighborhoods, to large population centers. So they feel a need for a lot of companies that just don't want to go into the entire warehouse or don't want to go and do it all themselves.
But these are companies that need storage space, or these sort of, clothing stores and...
Let's get away from the word storage, because I don't think our tenants, our members, as we call them, are really in the storage business.
They need to keep inventory, though.
They need to keep inventory, but they need to work close to their inventory. They need their inventory to be close to population centers, to large population centers. But they also, I wouldn't say manufacture, but they assemble things. The type of businesses, the range of businesses that we've been able to attract to those core warehousing facilities has actually been probably one of the most fascinating elements of this business.
Really?
Where we've actually been very surprised and continue to be surprised by the, what we call use cases.
Are they finding you, or are you finding them?
Well, hopefully, with shows like yours and others, the core warehousing industry will become more of a branded, product, just like self-storage, which is where we started. We started in self-storage 20 plus years ago, when self-storage was not a very well-known commodity. So at this time, we have to tell people we're here. We have to, express to them the fact that we're here. They're not really searching for our option yet because they don't know about it. But, I think in time it will change, and they'll seek basically core warehousing option.
So you're opening Plano in North Texas. Are you looking for more space around here?
Yes, we are. We think obviously the Dallas market is such a large market that, there's definitely the need for, more than one of our facilities. There's other facilities from other competitors, because we're not the only people that are in this business. And operating those core warehousing facilities. So yes, the idea is that we will have several facilities in each one of the markets that we've now got into, and we're still looking at additional markets as well to continue to grow nationwide. We are targeting areas and states that are experiencing or are experiencing very high growth, population growth, business growth. New entrepreneurs, business formations. We tracked very closely the formation of new businesses in those areas, right, and entrepreneurship as, things that are really important to us.
I almost hesitate bringing it up, but I will, because it's front page every day, as it should well be. Your roots are, the corporate roots are back in Los Angeles, and you operate out of Los Angeles. And I look at the changes that are going to take place because of all of the destruction of spaces and businesses. Now, I would think that temporary facilities like this, assuming you can find a place to operate, would become much more important. Now, you have facilities in Los Angeles right now, right?
We do. The first facility we opened was in Los Angeles, and I think you probably hitting on something that's, definitely part of the consideration, which is ultimately events and dramatic events like Los Angeles, we're now talking about the fires, will always create, short-term demands for certain spaces and for flexible spaces. But again, we don't think necessarily of this company in the same way as you would think about self storage, which has always been very driven by sort of short term changes and events. We think this is more of a long term stay. I'll give you one example, David, which is which I thought was very interesting. And again, we've operated now for the last couple of years, but we have one company that actually started in Los Angeles. They distribute, the equipments and machines for the retail industry. Well, they now have spaces in our five warehouses. And the reason why they've done that is they said, look, you keep opening up and we keep growing into new areas. Just keep opening up. That gives us the flexibility to open essentially without a long-term commitment. We can try out those markets. We can experience those markets. We can be in business in those markets, extremely quickly, literally the next day. And we absolutely love what you guys are doing from that standpoint. So I think this is really a massive. Part of our business plan is that it's going to cater to a lot of businesses that are trying to grow. Either they grow out of the garage, they grow out of the house, or they're trying to expand from one location to multiple locations.
It's fascinating hearing about that, because I tell you, the analogy is Southwest Airlines started in Texas, and they started, adding cities around Texas before they went outside of the states. And what we saw were businesses that would start operating in only the Southwest Airlines cities because they knew they could get back and forth rapidly and relatively inexpensively. So you've now got, so that was called sort of the Southwest expansion model. So now you've got the Flex Etc. expansion model. Fascinating.
This is such a great example, but we truly believe that this is an opportunity that company have. And, and if they find out that market is not great for them for some reasons, they can retrench very quickly and at very, very minimal cost to them. So, this is part of the advantage of this model.
Well, it's a fascinating model. We'll watch it, watch you grow. Laurent Altman is the co-founder of Flex Etc. We appreciate the time. Thank you, sir.
David, thank you very much for your time this morning, and I appreciate this conversation with you.
Thanks a lot. For more of a conversation, go to krld.com/CEO. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.